Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Today, we're going to be talking about, think about this, that when God says, I will bless those who bless Israel, and I will curse those who curse Israel, right? And when you put yourself in a place to bless Israel, bless the people of Israel, God blesses you in a powerful way. Well, guess what? That's exactly what happened when President Donald Trump publicly declared, because it's been established, the law's been established since 1995, but he came in and he did it.
Well, God established it even longer than that, but you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah, of course. The Americans' law since 1995.
Sure, sure.
And all the presidents said they were going to do it and didn't do it. Every one of them said they were going to do it. But guess what? Guess what? This is what happened. President Donald Trump, he actually did it. And this releases great blessing. We were concerned at the beginning of the year, is this really going to happen?
Yeah.
Well, he actually acknowledged that the U.S. Embassy would be moved to Jerusalem, and also that he called it the eternal capital of Israel. And they're fixing to build an underground train now because of this from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Western Wall. So you'll be able to get off and go straight to the government, which will be located in Jerusalem. And they're even calling one of the train stops named after Donald Trump.
Imagine
and
that.
That's so amazing. But let's watch history take place. That's how powerful this is. This is President Trump declaring what's going to happen to the U.S. Embassy and who is the eternal capital, where is the eternal capital of Israel. Check it out.
I have determined that it is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering. I am also directing the State Department to begin preparation to move the American Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. This is a long overdue step to advance the peace process and to work towards a lasting agreement. Jerusalem is not just the heart of three great religions, but it is now also the heart of one of the most successful democracies in the world. This sacred city should call forth the best in humanity. So today we call for calm, for moderation, and for the voices of tolerance to prevail over the purveyors of hate. Our children should inherit our love, not our conflicts.
Powerful. As a matter of fact, Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, is giving us a perspective of what this really means and also praying a blessing over our president. Let's go there now. Church of His Presence, Pastor John Kilpatrick.
I wanted to come in today and just take a moment and talk about the significance of yesterday, December the 6th, 2017. Yesterday, our president unequivocally took a stand to declare that Jerusalem is the eternal capital of Israel. I could not applaud him more. I bless Donald J. Trump for making that decision. I believe that that decision set many things in motion that we're probably not even aware of, and he probably himself is not even aware of. I believe it set something in motion. He lined himself up with God. He lined himself up with the promises that God made to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, and others. He backed up and defended everything that God swore to Abraham and to those that he promised the land to and the city to. In just a few minutes, I'm going to speak a blessing over the president. I have written a blessing, and I'm going to speak it. It's not long at all, but I'd just like for you to listen to it. I feel like this needs to be said. You know as well as I do that yesterday, whenever he did that, it set a lot of things in motion, but it certainly set hell off. Just as America recognized Israel when it became a nation in 1948, yesterday was equally important. And you know, even past presidents that I have known and heard down through the years talking about the things of the Middle East, every time they'd start talking about peace plans, they would start declaring that Israel must give up parts of Jerusalem in order to have peace. They would declare that if you're going to do this and you're going to do that, you've got to divide the West Bank, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. And It seemed like every president that I have ever known has always took that stance until yesterday. Yesterday, the president didn't say it was going to have to be divided. He just said, we recognize it as the eternal capital, and we're going to leave that up to Israel and their negotiating partners, how all that's going to be worked out. But, you know, when you take a hard look at things, just like, well, let's, for example, the name Jerusalem, it's J-E-R-U-S-A-L-E-M. Right in the middle of the name Jerusalem is USA, and I don't believe that's accidental. I believe that the Holy Spirit knew all along, way back there, when the name Jerusalem was first floated in the scriptures, he knew that America was going to be raised up in this hour, this last hour, in the last dispensation of the church age. He knew that America was going to be raised up, the United States of America, and we were going to be a friend to Israel. When you look at the different nations of the earth today, Israel has no friends. It is rare to find a friend for Israel. I know, and you know, that President Trump is not a perfect man. I know that. I pray for him. But he took a stand for Israel. He's taken a stand for life. He's taken a stand for Christmas. He has put a godly man on the Supreme Court. And in spite of all of his shortcomings and failings, I love the president, and I'm praying for him because he's taking a stand for what God stands for. And we're going to have to pray for him, and we're going to have to defend him. Our president blessed Israel, and now I believe because he did that, great blessings are going to come upon America. I believe that 2018 is going to open up the windows of heaven over this nation, and probably prosperity, probably, is going to come in ways that we can't even begin to even imagine while I'm standing here talking about this. I just want to speak a blessing, if I may. I believe in the power of blessings. I believe that a lot of times you can think something for a long, long time, and as long as it remains a thought, nothing much happens. But I believe in the mystery of a blessing and the power of a blessing, and I want to speak out a blessing out of my mouth today over President Trump. God bless him. Here's what I'd like to say. We bless our President Donald J. Trump. You have come to the presidency of these United States for such a time as this. You're a modern-day Jehu. You are unafraid to carry out the unpleasant assignments that must be done. What others could not and would not even attempt, you stepped up and shifted the nation out from under godlessness, indecisiveness, and leading from behind. You are restoring the blindfold over the eyes of Lady Justice once again. You have put salt and light back into the highest court of the land. You are removing the oppressive yoke from the necks of the people. And now you have single-handedly aligned yourself and this nation with the heart and purposes of Jehovah God concerning the nation of Israel and in particular Jerusalem. We declare that you are protected and defended by the host of heaven. Weapons may be formed against you by a myriad of enemies, but they shall not prosper. They will backfire. God shall frustrate the token of the liars. We bless you. We bless your wife, Melania, as well as your extended family, to know that there is a wall of fire round about you and a canopy of glory over your heads. We declare that although you have just begun, you will finish. You will accomplish all that you have been called to do. Only time will tell how the gift of your presidency to this nation has changed the course of history in this Kairos season. So may God bless the President of the United States. May God bless the United States. And may God really bless the church for praying for our president, especially in this time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pastor John Kilpatrick. Let me encourage you, if you're in the southern Alabama area, go to Church of His Presence, a great church over there, and you'll be so blessed. The glory of God and the presence of God and great people right there. And, of course, Pastor John Kilpatrick's over the Church of His Presence with his son, John Michael.
Yes.
Pastor John Michael there, and a great church. And this is exciting days. I'm thinking about, you know, where, you know, Kim Clement prophesied before Donald Trump was even on the map.
2007,
Yeah, 2007. And said that that they will actually say impeach, 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 but it will not happen. And so God already set this thing up.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.